This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Have stolen all the money. Now they want to collapse society and get all the infrastructure and call our numbers. They cannot compete with the American system, so they're going to try to get rid of us. Remember Hitler wanted to do that? He created the EU plan. The people running things are the grandchildren of the folks that funded Hitler. Learn about it. It's not a Nazi conspiracy. It's a eugenics-based operation. Go read the transcript of the Nuremberg trials. And the Nazis defended themselves, and we learned all this from the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford operation. It's incredible. Okay, let's go ahead and take more calls. I appreciate everybody holding. Who's been home the longest here? Let's go to Susan in New York, then Mitch and others. Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, Alex. Yes, I'm a first-time caller, so bear with me.
Oh, welcome.
God bless you, Alex. This is my personal opinion. I want to get that out there. And I'm a simple person. And I have autoimmune hepatitis. I'm 58. And, you know, in April, I was so afraid. You know, I was pain inside. Then I'm listening to you, and thank you so much. You started to talk about the vitamin D, zinc, C. And, you know, one time I said, you know, I can't take this anymore. I went out. I went grocery shopping and all. I I've been fine. It's fine. I meet people. I met a couple in the diner. They were so nice with the kid. They were making me use, you know, all the sanitizer. And I told them about you and about what you talk about. And he was like, yeah, I heard of that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was so interested. And I just have two questions for you and then I'll get off. I'll make it brief.
Sure. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. Because we're in New York, so, you know, we have to wear the mask. But I get, like, grief from my relatives and, you know, I want to get my nails done. Oh, keep the mask above your nose. Keep the mask above your nose. I'm like, oh, I'm so over this. And my second question is, how do you feel our president should handle China? And I, like I said, God bless you, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you. God bless.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. Wow, those are big questions. I think the president should be handling China just like he is. Very steadily trying to get them to do the right thing. He should be rounding up their agents inside the U.S. He should expand prosecutions of their American operatives for espionage.
Yeah.
And watch the rats leave the sinking ship. But I would also, separately on the subject of family, go say to your family, remember it was going to be 15 days because the hospitals were going to be full. We'd have 2.5 million dead. First they said 5 million dead, then 2.5 million dead, then 2.3 million dead, then 2.2 million dead. They say it's 200,000 now, and you can show them articles where 94% died of something else. They just said they had COVID. Like this poor baby is born with its intestine outside its body, and it died because of blood loss. And the doctors, you know, went public and said they put on the death certificate COVID. It's not true. 90%+ of the tests, it turns out, are false positive. They engineered the test to be false positive. That way it's a problem that can never be fixed. Trump figured that out. So he goes, okay, let's have a vaccine to reopen the economy. That's going to kill millions if we don't. They go, oh, no, our vaccine won't be ready for a year or two more years because they want to keep the lockdown going. That's the real goal. The vaccine is secondary. So I get what Trump is doing. I do not agree that we should have forced vaccines. Trump does not say that either. I think it's a very dangerous game the president's playing, but I don't just think Trump did that. I was let in on that by the White House. On these big issues, they've let me in on it. And I said, can I tell the public this? And they said, yeah, just don't tell people who told you. And, I was attacking Trump over the gun stuff. And then one NRA member called me, NRA board member. And then another NRA board member called me up and, you know, invited me out to their house. And then they basically gave me the same speech when, you know, hey, don't have your crew in here. Let's have a little talk in here around the kitchen table. And I got the same talk, and I've gotten some calls and the same talk from people that Trump was going to do this with the vaccine. And so he wants you to know through us that that's going on. So that's pretty heavy. And I told him, I said, I think it's a very dangerous game, but it usually seems to work. Trump knows what he's doing. So God bless you. I really appreciate your call, ma'am. All right, Dr. Mercola is with us in a few segments. We look forward to that. We'll go back to your calls, I promise. I really appreciate you all. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi. Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly.
This generation.
Won't you help to sing?
You stand on the shoulders of all those that came before you. All right, we're really excited for the next three segments, and I'll go back to your calls into the next hour to have Dr. Joseph Mercola. Now, I won't go over his whole bio. He is a medical doctor. He is undoubtedly the number one voice in the last 30 years on the Internet, reaching billions of people, exposing the dangers of vaccines, giving people solutions on how to protect themselves outside of the mainline medical system and so much more. He's been on everything from ABC News with Peter Jennings to you name it, he's done it, and we always enjoy having him here with us. Last time he was on, let me just get this out of the way, because I haven't talked about this yet. I decided this morning to talk about it, and then when I saw Mercola just now on Skype, I thought, let me get this out of the way, because he was excited when he was on a month ago that, oh, you're one of the first interviews Joe Rogan's going to have on Spotify is going to be you, because Joe had told me that. And he'd already moved to Austin, just didn't want folks to know that. He was here months ago, officially moved here at the end of last month, and it moved his family here, but he was already here most of the time. And Joe hasn't lied to people, and I haven't lied to you either. Things change. What you've seen in the news about the rebellion at Spotify is real. In New York, that's where they do the sales and all the media stuff. The technical stuff is in Stockholm, Sweden. They've actually wanted Joe basically taken off air, not just his, quote, transphobic stuff saying we're biological men, we're biological women. And so people say, well, where are you on the Joe Rogan show? Hey, listen. That's all in flux. I'm not worried about it. We have this audience. We have you. We're reaching out to people. I can tell you, Joe is very frustrated by all this. Joe did sign his contract. He can have whoever he wants, and I was put in there as an example. And I'm gonna leave it at that. I've talked to Joe, you know, at length in the last week, and I'm not just bringing up Joe Rogan because he's the number one podcaster in the world. Just a name drop. I'm bringing it up because they're coming for everybody. They're coming for everybody that's popular to make you be their mouthpiece and to not be an open, free-form discussion. This is so dangerous. And I actually pitched Dr. Joseph Mercola to Joe, and I was talking to him a few weeks ago. I said, you ought to have this Mercola on, because he asked me, he says, well, is it a real virus, or are you saying it's a hoax? I'm like, no, it's manufactured so the Gates and people can own it, in my view, control it. If you have deficiency, it can kill you. It's a bad pneumonia. But you know, statistically, it looks like it's not as strong as pneumonia, but it's a power grab. And then Joe's like, okay, well then what guest should I have? I'm like, well, you ought to have Mercola on. And, you know, we'll see if that happens. But the reason I raise that is these type of shows are extremely important. And I know the listeners get that, but we've been running around like chickens with our heads cut off for so long as the censorship's intensified the last 5 years to now, there's not many places left like Mercola.com or StopCovidCold.com. There's not many places like Infowars.com or NewsWars.com that actually get big traffic and actually have experts on. And now they're censoring individual Facebook users, and it's really rolling out, and it will be the truth that sets us free. So I wanted to get Dr. McCullough, before we get into the latest developments, and last week Fauci finally saying you've got to have D3 and, you know, you've got to have C and all that. Obviously a lot of medical pressure on him to stop saying, like the UN says, that it doesn't help you. That's like saying fish don't need water to live in, or plants don't need sunlight, or plants don't need carbon dioxide. It's an outrageous statement. What does essential mean? But just your view on the state of the world today politically, the massive censorship that's just now AI, real-time surveillance is really the issue of what we say. They're now even censoring WhatsApp text messages that people try to send out. Of a whole range of people. This is next level, Doctor. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you so much for that incredible update on the Rogan podcast, because I was wondering what happened. And, you know, Rogan is not censored like you and I. He's managed, and I'm not sure how he's done it, but he's managed to avoid that censorship, and that's why he is the number one podcast in the world. Typically, especially if you go on the show, I think you'll have 15, 25 million viewers, which literally is 500 to 600% larger than the number one broadcast on news, which is Tucker Carlson. I mean, literally 6 times more viewers. So he is one of the hopes we have that's spreading the truth out there. I'm so glad that you know, you're likely going to be on, and you're good friends with him, and you live close to him in Austin. So,
well, he's a good guy. I don't want to get into his private stuff, because he said I could, but then the media spins it. He's genuinely really freaked out. When he saw that top Chinese scientist that works at the WHO show get censored when Tucker did it, and he saw Facebook block that really freaked Joe out. And it should. I mean, this is crazy.
It is crazy. And I know in the last hour you talked to answer one of the viewers' questions, the call-ins, you acknowledged the CDC a few weeks ago, which really reclassified the death rate to only 6% dying without comorbidities like diabetes or obesity, or the outrageous conditions like they got shot or they had terminal cancer and happened to test positive for COVID. So that is beyond crazy. Literally, the mainstream narrative now is that we're approaching 200 deaths in the United States and that died. And here's the key. This is how they twist the truth. They're changing the prepositions. They're using the preposition from COVID-19, and that's actually incorrect. It should be from the infection itself, which is SARS-CoV-2. But they're saying it's from. And that, according to the CDC statistics, is clearly inaccurate. They died with, which is the correct
thing. Explain. You're a medical doctor, but explain how they use this legalese slowly, because that's important.
Well, it's you know, they're claiming that they died from it. I mean, if you just literally just understand what the English language says, that is the sole cause, and it clearly isn't. I mean, even the CDC acknowledged that. So they died with it. And then, as you have also mentioned, these tests are highly controversial, and we really aren't quite certain what the accuracy is. It really depends on the incidence of the disease in the populations you're testing. So that's one issue. And then the other issue is that they are, let me see, the, oh, they're conflate. Oh, here's, this is so crazy, but is it clearly part of the entire narrative, which is the fear. It's the fear they're seeking to engender the population so they can generate their agenda and direct the narrative of closing down the economy and shutting down and requiring everyone to wear masks and social distancing. So they're saying that there's a million cases in the United States. And that is an absolute destruction of the meaning of the word cases. Every time in history we talked about case, it was something who was symptomatically ill from the infection. These are not cases. These are positive individuals with positive test results, nothing more. Do some of these people actually have COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and they progress to the point where they're hospitalized? Yes, but that is far less than 5% of the population. And
that's like saying somebody has black plague. Well, yeah, they've got the sores all over them, and they're dying from it. They have the infection from black plague. Yes. But if you were to test positive, they found botulism on the bottom of your foot, but you're not sick, you don't have black plague.
Well, botulism and plague are two different
things. I know, two different deals. I know, botulism gets in the from rice or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. Tetanus as opposed to, but anyway, the other question.
I know tetanus is something that's in the blood.
So they're conflating those terms. They're confusing, massively confusing. everyone believes them, that they're using this narrative to radically increase the amount of fear within the population. And when you look at populations like Sweden, which initially we were concerned with because they had high death rates, and it turns out those high death rates in Sweden were a result of their failure to really address the nursing home population. If they'd done that, they wouldn't have had high death rates initially.
Well, let's talk about how we do that. Just to get back, not to get into technicals, I meant black plague. I didn't mean to say botulism. I know the difference. Explain that to people in the 30 seconds we have, that just because someone tests positive for something doesn't mean they, quote, have it, because by having it, you have the symptoms, meaning an infection, correct?
Well, if you're assuming the test is correct, and then they do have or had presence of that virus or infection in their body, but that doesn't mean they develop symptoms from it, and certainly serious symptoms that require hospitalization and could potentially lead to death. So there's an absolute conflation of those two terms to mislead the public and continue.
Exactly, and it's all run out of the UN, and then if you question the UN, you get banned on the Internet. Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com is our guest. You can find StopCovidCold.com that has all the factoids, all the stuff from a medical doctor, so you can share that with friends and family and educate them as the fall, as the winter gets here, when not having your vitamins and minerals can kill you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tell you, he's been the leading guy, most of you already know that, when it comes to exposing the predatory activity of Big Pharma, some of the dangers of vaccines, GMOs. I mean, he's been the big kahuna. And I know over the last 4 or 5 years, they've really started to censor him down as well. That's why we all know this info, or know a lot of it, but we need to pass it on to others. StopCovidCold.com. I've tried to build my own little site because everybody's asking what to print off, what to give out. Yours is much better. So I abandoned it 2 weeks ago because listeners were asking for it. And I just be able to print the stuff you've got off and hand it out to people. That's how we save lives. So StopCovidCold.com. Now, first question I ask you, I know you're a medical doctor and doctors love to give info out. They love to explain things. And they want to inform people. And you see all these thousands of doctors being blocked. We've got in Belgium, 100-plus doctors and thousands of nurses and people saying COVID is just a giant evil power grab. That's now being blocked on Facebook. We know about the censorship, but specifically, you're a smart guy. You run a big business. You're a best-selling author. A few minutes on the agenda of this, who's behind it, what they want, why they're lockstep lying, and how we counter that.
Well, I have some suggestions as to the counter with respect to the understanding of the conspiracy behind this. You know, I clearly believe that, you know, that Gates is associated with this. I mean, it's well established. He's funded the World Health. He's the largest private funder of the World Health Organization. And since Trump, in fact, doesn't continue to fund the WHO, he was the largest funder of the World Health Organization. He's got his own home, obviously vested interest. He's conflicted. He's head of Gavi. And is going to financially benefit from it. You know, it's interesting. He was the number one, the wealthiest guy in the world. He's been surpassed by Bezos, and Elon Musk is running up his tail pretty quickly. But he's donated tens of billions of dollars to his foundation. And even after donating, he's doubled his wealth. So it's because he has a really clever strategy. He donates his wealth into the foundation. The foundation invests in companies that he personally financially benefits from. It's a legal loophole that he uses. So he's not this great philanthropist that he's seeking to convince the media. You know, he's donated more than $250 million in 20,000 different grants to some of the biggest publishers in the world, like the BBC and the New York Times and PBS.
I mean, ABC News, basically everything.
Yeah. So that's a great investment from his perspective. That's a small amount of money when you have that wealth like Gates, and the leverage you can get and the PR. I mean, it's like buying tens of billions of dollars worth of PR. It's incredible, and the leverage that he's getting. So I don't know what his ultimate objective is, other than I'm a big fan of Patrick Wood also, who was really historical to chronicle the technocracy that's happened since the Trilateral Commission in 1975 for the last two decades, nearly 50 years. And, you know, it's not a partisan issue. It's not Democrat or Republican.
Oh, exactly. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote two books on the technocracy, the technocratic era, absolutely. And one admitting all of this.
Absolutely right. And he did it with Carter. He started in 1975. So, you know, that is speculative. But I want to focus on things that you can do. And as you mentioned earlier, that Fauci, the last time I was on the show, actually admitted when he was doing an interview with Jennifer Garner that he actually uses vitamin D and vitamin C. But she asked him, what do you do for COVID-19 for supplements? And he admitted to it. Now, the media distorted that and took out that he was using it to prevent COVID-19, but that's what he said. So this works. And, you know, I mentioned last time, and thank you for mentioning again, the StopCovidCold.com. No email opt-ins. It's not an email grab. You just free information. There's a quick quiz. And by the way, Alex, did you ever get your vitamin D level tested?
Wow. So why do you think he's been forced to do this?
That Fauci's been forced to acknowledge that he's taken vitamin D and C.
Yes.
I don't know that he's been forced. I mean, he might have been, but maybe he just had a glimpse of integrity in his brain and decided to admit that what he was really doing. But I'm wondering if you've ever had your vitamin D level tested, Alex.
I thought that's what you were asking. Yes, I did have my vitamin D level tested. I had genetic testing done, two different big tests with a medical doctor 4 years ago, and it was okay. They checked my genes for vitamin D absorption.
Well, yeah, that's a vitamin D receptor, but your vitamin D levels will change, just like if you're not eating enough. It's a supplement that can go up and down depending on what your levels are.
I haven't lately had my vitamin D tested, no.
Yeah, you should have at least tested once a year. So it's a really easy thing to do. Your doctor can do it. You can get it done online. You don't need a doctor's order. But if you have a doctor and insurance, it'll cover it. So you need to know what your level is. And, you know, the levels are all in this report online there. The free information tells you exactly why it's so important to do and really can help prevent it.
Well, I just love the sun, so I'm just guessing.
Being in Austin, I mean, you 5 days a week you're inside when you can get the sun, so that's a bit of a challenge for you. Because really, if you're and it's a less of an issue, you're not going to get as much vitamin D exposure in the winter, even in Austin.
No, you're right. It takes more time in the winter. Well, how much should somebody say in Phoenix in the winter get a natural sun to get enough D3? Or it just depends on skin color, right?
Yeah,
black folks don't get as much.
Your latitude and your altitude, and obviously the sun, the cloud exposure, and the time of year. So in the middle, around Christmas time, the winter solstice, you're not going to get hardly any.
Black folks have the highest number of COVID deaths? Is it true that's because they absorb less vitamin D3?
We don't know why for sure, but there's clearly strong epidemiological correlative data that shows that when you have dark colored skin, not just black, but Southeast Asia and the Indians, you're going to, it's more of a screen so that the UV light that you're exposed to is not going to cause your body to increase your vitamin D levels as much. That's why it's so important to measure your vitamin D. And that's one of the risk factors. On this StopCovidCold.com, there's a test. There's a simple quiz. Take 2 minutes and it will tell you exactly what your risk factor is. And then it's not just tell you, oh, you're at high risk. It tells you what to do to change that risk because it's all about being proactive. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But if you do need that pound of cure, and I don't know if we have enough time in this segment, I'm going to talk to you about a therapy, a treatment that will literally obliterate.
Yeah, start getting into that pound of cure that Benjamin Franklin will talk about. We've got about a minute and a half. Start talking about that.
All right. Well, I'll put it as a hook for you, your viewers, but I'll tell you about it. Dr. David Brownstein has been doing it for 25 years, and I interviewed him. It's a therapy that he has published a study of with over 107 patients, all who had the COVID-19, and not one of them died. Not one of them went to the hospital because it aborted it literally in hours. When people have this illness, when they're sick, they have a fever, they feel like they're going to die, they can't breathe, they're just short of breath, they do this therapy, and literally within hours, Alice, almost all of the symptoms reverse. It's unbelievable. There's no toxicity, no side effects. And here, assuming you have the equipment to do it, the cost of the therapy is less than 1 cent.
Well, I want to hear about this because I lost a lot of family to pneumonia 6 years ago.
It helped for the viral infection that typically precedes pneumonia and is particularly problematic for many elderly people.
Well, explain how that works when we come back.
They die from pneumonia typically, not from the flu.
And describe to us what a pandemic is versus an epidemic, and is this even still a pandemic? With Dr. Joseph Mercola.
Defined by the World Health Organization, and PAN means all, so it's a global infection that literally they're able to classify. I think they're the only ones with the authority to do that.
PAN, the Greek god, meaning PAN or system-wide. We'll be right back. Dr. Joseph Mercola, stay with us.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power. power stacking, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We could talk 100 hours with Dr. Joseph McCullough. It was a little bit longer, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. I'll host some in the next hour. And Lee Stranahan is one of the top experts on this. He's going to either be popping in on the War Room or the election countdown tonight with the Yonah Rain, 7 to 9. Breaking, this is out of Daily Wire. We already knew all this, but now it's confirmed. Hunter Biden received millions from wife of ex-Moscow mayor. Paid suspects allegedly tied to trafficking. Had contacts with individuals linked to Chinese military Senate report documents. I mean, this is all on record, folks. It's disgusting. Hell, Hunter's dad says China should run every aspect of her lives. I'm going to play the clip for you. That's why they're always saying Trump's in with the Russians. They went to between 4,000 and 8,000, the numbers vary, and offered them money or assistance as Russians once the fake Russia investigation. I had the government approach me, the whole Mueller people, okay, with money. Of course, I went reported to the FBI. But this is happening to everybody, and they couldn't get one patriot to take the money. Well, of course you can't. I mean, are you crazy? But the Democrats are all about the country not even existing, and they've never gotten in trouble. Enough of that. We'll talk about it more. Your calls are coming up. Dr. Joseph Mercola, I've been asking a lot of the questions here. Get into this amazing thing you were just talking about that can help folks in just an hour from your research.
Yeah, well, it is truly fundamentally, from my view in 35 years of clinical experience, the best strategy to treat this infection. And the best strategy is to prevent it. So that's why you really want to optimize your vitamin D levels, and not only that, but become metabolically flexible, make sure that you're not insulin resistant. And stopcovidcold.com goes into all the details free, no email opt-ins, nothing. But say you, a family, a member, a friend, or someone you care for deeply acquires this illness. And obviously it's a little bit too late for vitamin D to do much, because you need it to be in your system for a few weeks to a few months before it really kicks in. So that's why you want to do it now. Measure your tests, measure your levels with the vitamin D test, so you know where you're at and adjust your dosages accordingly. But if anyone gets sick, then what do? Well, that therapy I talked about is just unbelievable. And what is it? It's hydrogen peroxide. Now, you could use the cheap $1 bottle of hydrogen peroxide you get at any drugstore in the U.S. That is a commercial one that has some stabilizer, and it's not the ideal. The best peroxide would be food grade, because it doesn't have these stabilizers. But the reason why you could use the commercial one probably and get away with it is because you're not going to use it straight. This is the key, Alex. You use it diluted 30-1. Because the concentration of the peroxide in the commercial one you buy in the drugstore is 3%. And you don't want it. If you do it by tenfold, it would be 0.3%.
All right, I want to hear about this, because you're a medical doctor. You're a very conservative guy with what you say. You've been on target. Mm-hmm. We've seen the media go, a lady drank fishbowl cleaner and died. Or groups saying they've got whatever, and they're selling super strong bleach. This is completely different. The media misrepresents. Explain what you're talking about. Explain what, from your research, it does.
Well, simple hydrogen peroxide, the one you do use to disinfect wounds, but it's 30 times lower concentration. It's diluted. Now, you could use water, but because you're going to inhale this in what's a nebulizer, we'll talk about it.
Sure, well, I use hydrogen peroxide every morning to gargle with, because I've got bad breath.
That's not going to treat this illness, though.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying that. I'm saying, is that healthy for me to do just for my teeth?
Actually, it's an oxidative therapy, and it probably is good. I actually use ozone in an ozone tray three times a week, and it's phenomenally good for periodontal disease. So I use it as a prophylaxis. But it's probably reasonable to do. I think, I don't know that I'd ever do it every day, but periodically.
I mean, my dad's a dentist. He said do it, but I know you're a smart guy, too. I want to know what you thought.
Yeah, well, you just want to give you a chance for your flora in your mouth to restore, so you don't want to pound them every day. But and this treatment I'm discussing is not something you do every day. It's only when you're sick, okay? But you have to get this nebulizer beforehand, because it's too late. If you're already sick, you need it now. So the nebulizer is described on my site at Mercola.com, and I have two interviews, one with Dr. Brownstein and then another interview I did. And, of course, it's not on YouTube, because they censored it. They absolutely censored it. They censored anything.
Well, let me just interrupt you again. I've seen big studies, mainline medical studies, about nebulizers and silver helping in the lungs. I've also seen articles where nebulizers and steroids and medical doctors saying 100% rates on those. So how is this different? What does this do?
I think it's better. I would not recommend the steroids unless you're like dying. It's really part of an effective protocol of a math protocol that's used for IV sepsis. But you don't need it. Just a simple peroxide that costs less than a penny is probably all you need to treat this. But the devil's in the details. You've got to get the nebulizer. There's two types of nebulizers, basically. The battery-powered ones for $25 on Amazon, and I don't recommend them, although they have a mask, which is good, that fits over. The mask is what you need. Because you could use a mouthpiece, which is, how you would inhale this if it goes into your lungs.
This is something I'm going to get, because I know you're right. I've read about it.
Alice, I will give you the interview. I'll give it to Daria and Shields. So you need to have this. You need to have it in your home. There's no question. So you get this and you dilute that water. So again, you have the 3% or 12% if you have the food grade or 35%. You've got to dilute it to 0.1%. You dilute it with just clean, pure distilled water that you add salt to. About a teaspoon per pint. So that creates something called normal saline, which is the physiologic osmolality of your blood so that you don't damage your cells when you're inhaling this water. Because it's 99.9% water that you're inhaling. It's
only, what does the hydrogen peroxide do to the viruses?
It kills them. Plus, this is the key thing, just like vitamin D, it really instantly upregulates your local immune system. So that you can start the destructive process to destroy those invading pathogens.
Well, let me ask you this question. Trump gets told stuff by doctors around him, and then he kind of butchers it like I would do because I'm not a doctor. He came out and said, I hear about things you can inhale to help you. So I went and search engine it and found Brazilian and German and Russian and Japanese about inhaling silver and it working with pneumonias, then working with SARS. And then I went and found about inhaling steroids. Even before I ever saw it on the news, doctors in Texas saying, hey, I've got hundreds of patients cured with it.
Yeah.
Doctors
using budesonide for that, but I don't recommend it.
Sure. I'm just saying what you're saying makes sense. Hydrogen peroxide kills bacteria and viruses.
Of course, it's well documented. It's non-controversial. It's what it does. And you're putting the solution right where the invading pathogen is.
What I'm saying is we need to get this video to President Trump.
In your sinuses and your nose. That's why you want to use a mask so you get it in your nasal passages and your sinuses because that's where the infection lies too, and your lungs.
Well, so we need to get StopCovidCold.com to the president. We need to flood the White House with this.
Actually, interestingly, Alex, tomorrow I'm interviewing with Ron Paul. His son is Rand Paul.
Yes.
And I'm encouraging him to tell Rand to tell the President Trump to tweet this. And hopefully he will. We'll see.
Well, that's why I get so excited, Dr. McCullough, because you're literally like guardian angel. You're telling people you got to have vitamin D3. Fauci now admits it. You're telling people about this. You've got the studies. And the system gets so mad when people like you give good solutions.
Oh, Matt is an understatement, Alex. It's an understatement.
Well, tell me about the doctor and the studies about, because when obviously hydrogen peroxide in the lungs, if it's done right, what you're saying, it's really good. But, I mean, how did he discover this? How did he develop this?
Well, it was a derivative of, there are physicians who use hydrogen peroxide intravenously. And he literally, very carefully, over many years, figured out he figured it would be much easier to inhale it through a nebulizer. And so you need to get that desktop nebulizer. And again, the details are on my site at Mercola.com. But he just kept on continuously lowering the concentration until he found the dose that worked. And he actually uses a little lower dose, 0.04%, about half the dose I recommend. But it gives you, if you have a 0.1, it gives you the chance if you make an error and you're measuring that you're not going to be off. So it's 99.9% water and then 0.1%.
And you are a physician, but you're not giving medical advice or people should consult their physician?
No. Yeah, I mean, you have to consult with your physician, or your healthcare professional just to give you but I mean, realistically, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to believe that 99.9% water and 0.1%, 3% hydrogen peroxide inhaling is going to cause any harm or damage. It's almost physiologically impossible to.
But it takes out the viruses. Let's do a few more minutes, and I'm going to calls into the next hour. Callers, be patient. Dr. Joseph McCullough is here because I have family that died of stuff like this 6 years ago, a similar type pneumonia. And, I have family that's actually scared of COVID, and this is stuff that can really give them peace of mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Here back live. You know, I don't sell nebulizers. I don't sell these things. But back when I would go on the news, here on the show, and talk about, hey, here's a study backing up what Trump says about people with nebulizers with this type of steroid or nebulizers with silver, and it was having great effects, they would attack us and they would, have the Attorney General of New York come out and lie about us. That's all that Dr. Mercola is doing. He's a medical doctor. He's written papers. He's got links to other scientific papers about this. And this is something that people should know about. And really, angers me that the UN came out, the media came out and said, you know, there's no preventative for COVID-19. Well, if you don't drink water, you die of thirst, dehydration. If you don't have vitamin C, you get scurvy and die. So when they call these things essential, I don't think the public knows, going back to preventatives. If you have a bunch of zinc and vitamin D3 and vitamin C and you're drinking plenty of clean water and you're not dehydrated and don't have other issues, I mean, how hard is it to... I know it's complex, but statistically, how hard is it to get the flu or the common cold?
Oh, is that a question?
Yes, sir. That's a question.
Actually, if you're giving your body what it needs, if you optimize your vitamin D levels and you're metabolically flexible, you're insulin sensitive, you're able to easily transition between burning fat and carbohydrates as your primary fuel, and you have are metabolically resilient, the likelihood of you coming down with any type of infection is extremely low. Well, obviously, it depends on many variables and factors. I mean, exercise and sleep and, stress are big ones, but if you're optimizing all of those, you can virtually, many people I know just don't get sick for decades because they're engaged
sure,
in
exactly.
Disease. Because their immune system is optimized and it's designed to fight infections.
Why do the diabetics die so easy? How is insulin?
Diabetes, there's two types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2, but each one, especially if they're not properly controlled, will clearly severely impair your immune response. So that's one of the reasons why. And it compromises your blood supply. So that's why they tend to get infections in their extremities, and they have they're one of the leading risk factors for kidney disease and eye disease, diabetic retinopathy. So it really challenges the blood vessel system, and you're predisposed to increased risk of infections.
But you also at Mercola.com, you're one of the leading experts on ways to naturally not become diabetic.
Yeah.
What about all the studies I see when it says on an MMR vaccine paper that it can give you pancreatitis, and it says it can even give you diabetes? It says on the sheet, and what I was reading is a lot of these kids are getting type 1 diabetes. They're telling them it's genetic, but really the vaccine's causing an autoimmune response in the, I guess the kidneys or in the adrenals or in the areas where I guess the pancreas.
Yeah. There's two basic setups in your immune system, the with respect to the T helper T cells and the others, another subset, the T and B cells. So you actually activate one when you get the immune system, the B cell, which is the humoral immunity, but you tend to ignore the T cell or humoral or cell mediated immunity. And that disturbance, that the ratio is getting messed up, predisposes you to diseases like autoimmune diseases and like type 1 diabetes and other illnesses, like you mentioned, like pancreatitis and things. So you've got to be really, really, really careful with vaccines. And certainly ones that are accelerated to warp speed and exclude all.
And that was my final question. I really don't like Trump trying to head off. I know what he's doing, heading off Gates by saying, we've got ours so we can then unlock the economy. I know why he's doing it. And that takes the power away from Gates and Fauci and the NIH. But I still think it's dangerous. What do you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's interesting. I just read a poll this morning, and the entire country, only 40% are willing to take the vaccine. And if you look at Republicans, it's like 30% and maybe 48% for Democrats. But the mean was 40%. The majority of people are not going to take the vaccine.
And, Doc, as you know, the key is that's up 10%. So 10% more say they won't take it in the last month. So
right.
Confidence is collapsing.
We're winning. We're convincing people that insanity is absolutely irrational to take this vaccine.
All right, Doc, thank you so much for the time. StopCovidCold.com. All that great free information there. Couldn't be better info. Let's save some lives. Let's get that out. Thank you, sir.
Right.
There he goes. And again, Dr. Mercola is a very successful guy. Has his own supplement lines, his own books, all his other stuff. He doesn't pay to come on the show. We're very honored to have him on. So when you hear me hammering and plugging somebody else's stuff, it's because I don't care where you get it. This is good information. Just get it. I'm not jealous of Tucker Carlson. I'm not jealous of Tucker Carlson. I'm not jealous of Joe Rogan. I mean, I'm jealous of that big audience, man. I want to reach out and warn people. And that's why I've tried to, get Mercola on other shows, because he knows what he's talking about. And we need to save lives, folks. We need to save lives. And the people perish for lack of knowledge. You don't have the knowledge of D3, C, and zinc. It says right there on the NIH website. If you don't have that, your cells can't defend themselves. The NIH website basically says viruses can't replicate in a high zinc vitamin D3 environment. And then the C, it's just all the things it does for you. And then listen, I'm not Mr. Health. I work 18 hours a day. I've eaten like a pig. I've been back when I was younger, I mean, I'm talking real fights. Whatever reason, wherever I got dropped in, it was like, I heard Mike Tyson describing how he grew up. That sounds about like me. People just beat the living hell out of each other. So, I mean, I look old for 46, okay, because I put a lot of miles on this body. But I could not continue to function if it wasn't for DNA Force Plus, if it wasn't for X2, if it wasn't for Winter Sun. And then I tell the crew, I tell them, remind me, guys, to bring in bottled water or filtered water for me to drink, or I'll forget it. And remind me to take my X2 and to take my Winter Sun. And when I remember to take it, I lose weight. I'm healthy, but I'm just like all you guys. I didn't start taking supplements till 10 years ago. And that's because they were our sponsors. And I'm like, why did I? Because, I mean, I was the guy that would go to the all-you-could-eat Chinese food buffet, and then go run 6 miles the next day, but I'd literally eat like 10 plates of food. I'm not like that now. I'd probably eat a third of what I used to, but let's just say this. I'm a prime heart attack candidate. All my stress, family history, I'm extremely alpha male, type A personality, and I just have to remember for myself that I need to religiously take the main regimen of InfoWars. My products are the best you're going to find, and it funds the operation. I'm going to break, and I'm going to promise to get to Meg, Kevin, Ken, Jim, and Josh. I love the callers. I love the guys that answer the phones. That's why I said in that second hour, only take 8 calls, because I knew I could get to 8. I got to 8. Then all these poor folks, when a guest comes on hold, then I feel bad. But I'm going to get to you. I'm going to take up some time from John Rappaport to get to you, and I respect you. I feel guilty, like I disrespected you, and you sit there on hold for one guy an hour and 41 minutes. We're going to go to Jim and Josh and this other caller. So just once you do something, you can never change. I love the call, folks. I love the crew. Just when I say it, from now on, let's just get a limited number of calls so I get to them, because I want to go to these calls, and I'm going to go to the calls. Just real briefly, I'm jamming a call right now. We have Winter Sun with high-quality vitamin D3 and K that helps with the absorption, the experts tell me. Highest quality, taken under the tongue, you get higher level absorption of the body. Whether you're a young person or an old person, it's great, it's good, it's essential. But if you're above 60 and you don't get out in the sun a lot, I mean, if I was you, I'd be taking vitamin D3. It's selling out, but despite that, with all the stuff that's going on, they're normally just kind of 30%. It's 60% and free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, and so is DNA Force Plus. It is 60% off with free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? That would be Jim in California. Thank you so much for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I have two autistic children with autism. And my 39-year-old son has basically been mute for his entire life, other than a few occasional words here or there. I have lived for years with the truth about vaccines being suppressed and drowned out by the mainstream media. You know, so think of what it would mean if we could figure out a way to have our voice heard to the same extent that the mainstream media is being heard.
Well, the nightmare would be over, sir, and the autoimmune response causing brain damage in young boys, especially whose blood-brain barriers aren't as strong as girls, is documented, and it is part of a larger program of soft kill, and the prison sentence for your children, the prison sentence for you of having their destiny stolen is a crime against humanity, my friend.
Yes, and so this is what I'm saying. Look at what Trump did to get his message out using tweets. It was brilliant. Yeah, and then you take a look at what Breitbart said. They ran a poll, and they said that the public trust of Trump was more than the establishment media on the coronavirus. So his brand is just enormous. So why not use the strength of the Trump brand to get the truth out to the nation by having a weekly FDR-style fireside chat?
I've always said that, but listen. You had your family damaged. I know for a fact that when he was like 2 years old, Barron was great, talking, doing great, got a shot, a vaccine, a triple jab, got really sick, didn't talk for a while, they're really scared, he bounced back. That's what Trump has said, they're giving too many too early. Well, then Trump doesn't need to give aid to this just to get the economy going. He needs to expose it as toxic and bad, he knows that. So, Jim, God bless you, sir. We love you and we appreciate you. Trump needs to do that. Thanks for holding. More calls straight ahead. Back in 2 minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.